Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening bilateral ties between India and Belgium. The participants are Prabhu Dayal, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever is on a three-day visit to India. Today he held wide-ranging talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The Prime Minister of Belgium is accompanied by Belgium's Minister of Defence and Foreign Trade, Mr. Theo Franken, and he is also accompanied by a high-level delegation of officials and business leaders. This is Prime Minister De Wever's first visit to India since taking over the Prime Ministership of Belgium in February last year, that is 2025. To discuss this in detail, we are delighted to be joined by Ambassador Prabhu Dayal. Ambassador Dayal, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you so much for inviting me to your program.
Ambassador Dayal, in the context of the current visit of Belgian Prime Minister, can you give us a brief background of the India-Belgium relations, considering the fact that Belgium was the first country in the EU to establish diplomatic relations with India back in 1947?
Well, you're absolutely right. Belgium was among the first European nation to establish diplomatic relations with independent India. And that happened in September 1947. This is so because the relationship has become a resilient partnership rooted in shared values of democracy, federalism, and pluralism. Now, this historic foundation serves as the backdrop for the official visit of the Belgian Prime Minister, Mr. Bart De Wever, to India from 2nd to 4th September 2026. And it marks a milestone for bilateral engagements and coincides with the conclusion of the historic India-EU Free Trade Agreement. Now, over decades, economic ties have flourished, with bilateral trade reaching over $13 billion. But this is anchored prominently by the diamond trade between Antwerp and India, as well as, of course, robust maritime, logistics, and port cooperation. Now, beyond traditional trade, the multifaceted relationship has now diversified into critical sectors like renewable energy, clean technologies, semiconductors, and green hydrogen, while also expanding into newer strategic domains like space, cybersecurity, and defense cooperation. So through this high-profile visit of the Belgian Prime Minister, both nations are seeking to escalate their bilateral engagement, further cementing Belgium's steadfast support for India's strategic goals, including its bid for permanent membership in the UN Security Council.
Ambassador Dayal, before we move any forward in the program, let's first listen to what Prime Minister Narendra Modi had to say about strengthening India-Belgium ties and boosting bilateral trade.
Friends, इस वर्ष की शुरुआत में हमने ऐतिहासिक भारत यूरोपियन यूनियन फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट किया. विश्व की दो सबसे बड़ी लोकतांत्रिक शक्तियों के बीच यह अभूतपूर्व सहयोग वैश्विक स्थिरता, विकास और साझा समृद्धि को भी नई मजबूती देगा. भारत की निरंतर आर्थिक प्रगति और इस एग्रीमेंट ने हमारे आर्थिक संबंधों के लिए नई संभावनाओं के द्वार खोले हैं. आज हमने इन संभावनाओं को ठोस परिणामों में बदलने के लिए कई महत्वपूर्ण कदम उठाए हैं.
Ambassador Dayal, as we heard the Prime Minister speaking while delivering the joint press note with the Belgian Prime Minister, he emphasized on the bilateral trade. So both the leaders have committed to expanding and deepening trade, investment and economic cooperation. Both the leaders are of the view to enable the doubling of bilateral trade in the next 5 years. So I would like to understand from you, what are the sectors which both the countries are eyeing to double the partnership?
Well, the key sectors targeted for expanding the bilateral trade relationship include defense manufacturing, clean energy and hydrogen, that is green hydrogen, leveraging projects like the green ammonia project in Andhra Pradesh, and semiconductors, where Belgium's IMEC Institute will integrate with India's ecosystem. You know, additionally, both countries are focusing heavily on critical minerals, pharmaceuticals, and life sciences, as also financial technology, which is known as fintech, maritime and port logistics, and of course, the integration of their startup ecosystems. Now, this comprehensive blueprint that has been drawn up is backed by the recently established India-EU Free Trade Agreement and an investment fast-track mechanism to rapidly accelerate across all corporate investments.
Also, Ambassador Dayal, you mentioned in the very beginning, and I would like to understand in detail from you for the benefit of our listeners, the two leaders have acknowledged the enduring importance of the diamond trade linking Antwerp and Mumbai and Surat and agreed to further strengthen this historic partnership while pursuing new avenues for economic engagement and growth. Could you talk more about it?
You know, the strategic alliance between India and Belgium in the diamond sector is a cornerstone of their bilateral economic relation. Abridging the cutting-edge trading hubs of Antwerp with the world-class manufacturing ecosystems of Surat and Mumbai. Now, Antwerp handles roughly 84% of the world's rough diamond, while Surat processes about 90% of them. So this creates an independent supply chain that supports the lives of millions across both nations. So in the recent high-level bilateral discussions between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Belgian counterpart, they have reaffirmed the enduring importance of this legacy trade while simultaneously plotting a course for modern economic evolution. The two leaders have agreed to deepen this historic partnership by prioritizing transparency, digital tracking, and the integration of sustainable practices in the diamond pipeline.
Also, Ambassador Dayal, we spoke about the India-EU FTA in the very beginning, and now I would like to talk to you about it. How will the India-EU FTA benefit the India-Belgium economic partnership?
You know, the India-EU Free Trade Agreement is poised to significantly strengthen the economic partnership between India and Belgium by dismantling trade barriers and unlocking new avenues for growth. Now, as India's second largest trading partner within the EU, Belgium stands to benefit immensely from the reduction of tariffs on key sectors like gems and jewelry, chemicals and machinery. So specifically, the agreement will streamline the historic diamond trade between Antwerp and Surat by lowering customs duties and simplifying regulatory compliance. You know, in addition, the pact will boost bilateral investment in green energy, pharmaceuticals, and logistics, leveraging Belgium's advanced technological capabilities and India's massive market and manufacturing scale. So by establishing a more predictable and transparent legal framework, the free trade agreement between India and the EU will enhance supply chain resilience, foster joint research and development, and facilitate smoother cross-border mobility for skilled professionals, transforming the bilateral relationship into a robust strategic alliance.
Ambassador Dayal, moving forward, both the leaders affirmed that terrorism cannot be justified in any form. They expressed their intention to explore the establishment of a Belgium-India joint working group on counter-terrorism with a view to enhancing bilateral cooperation in addressing evolving terrorist threats. How significant is this?
You know, the proposed establishment of a Belgium-India joint working group on counter-terrorism is highly significant as it creates an actionable, institutionalized framework. Now, by creating a dedicated channel, both nations can move past generalized statements and engage in real-time intelligence sharing, counter-radicalization strategy, and technical cooperation to address evolving threats like cyber-terrorism and terrorist financing. So I think this move is particularly consequential for India, which seeks global alignment against cross-border terrorism. But it's also important for Belgium, which has faced severe domestic threats from decentralized terror networks, making their combined operational insights mutually invaluable. You know, furthermore, as Belgium holds an influential role within the European Union because the headquarters of the European Union are there. This partnership strengthened India's broader strategic and security architecture with the EU and creates a more unified and united front against transnational terror networks.
Also, Ambassador Dayal, can you briefly explain the various aspects of the MOU signed between the two countries in renewable energy and defense?
You know, the bilateral agreements and the memoranda of understanding signed between India and Belgium focus on combining Belgian technological expertise with India's manufacturing scale. In the renewable energy sector, the two nations have renewed an expansive MOU to bolster collaboration across green hydrogen value chain, offshore wind, solar energy, energy storage, and pumped storage plants. Now, this clean energy transition is anchored by large-scale projects, such as a major green ammonia project and an electrolyzer manufacturing facility being developed in Kakinada in Andhra Pradesh. Now, in the defense sector, the two countries signed agreements focused on industrial partnership, military exchanges, intelligence sharing, and education. And I think a primary highlight of defense cooperation is the joint effort to co-develop and co-produce advanced military hardware, notably leveraging Belgian technology for India's indigenous Zorawar light tank project.
Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever says he looks forward to welcoming Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Brussels in December. He said Prime Minister's visit would further deepen India-Belgium ties and build on their shared future. So before we proceed any further, let's first listen to what Prime Minister of Belgium had to say.
Prime Minister Modi, before I conclude, let me say how much I look forward to welcoming you in Brussels in December, and maybe Antwerp. It would be such a great honor to receive you on an official visit on the occasion of the signing of the EU-India Free Trade Agreement. Your visit would provide an excellent opportunity to continue our conversation. India and Belgium have a shared history that reaches back centuries. Today we have shown that we also share a future. I came to New Delhi because I believe the best of our relationship is yet to come. And after our conversation today, I'm even more convinced of it.
Ambassador Dayal, lastly, your parting comments on India-Belgium people-to-people ties, because when we talk about the bilateral relationship between any two countries, people-to-people ties form a very important component of it. So how do you view the India-Belgium people-to-people ties, and what efforts are being taken to enhance this further?
You know, the people-to-people ties between India and Belgium are anchored by a vibrant, highly skilled Indian diaspora of over 35,000 individuals and deep-rooted historical connections. Now, let us recall that this bond dates back to World War I, where more than 1,30,000 Indian soldiers fought in Belgium and sacrificed their lives. And this sacrifice is permanently honored at the Menin Gate Memorial in Belgium. You know, there are also educational exchanges which further strengthen this relationship as thousands of Indian students and IT professionals move to Belgian cities like Brussels and Louvain every year, enriching local tech and academic sectors. You know, additionally, a shared love for cultural festivals, Bollywood, and traditional Indian art ensures that community links remain dynamically active, reinforcing a mutual respect that transcends economic and political treaties. So the people-to-people relationship is of great importance.
Ambassador Dayal, you spared your valuable time and joined us today in the Spotlight program on India-Belgium bilateral relationship. Really thankful to you for your deep insights on the subject.
Thank you so much for inviting me to your program.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening bilateral ties between India and Belgium. The participants were Prabhu Dayal, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani.
Spotlight.